Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. So we're calling on behalf of Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a short public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
All right. So that would be a yes. So how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely vote, likely will vote, you may or may not vote, or will you not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely? All right. So now I'm going to read you the names of some people, and after I mention them, if you could tell me if you have a very favorable opinion towards them, a somewhat favorable opinion, you're neutral, you have a somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize the name. So the first one is Larry Hogan.
I recognize it, yep.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Yes.
All right. So what kind of opinions do you have towards him? Like very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
For which one?
I'm sorry, what was that?
For which one?
For Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
All right. What about Robin Ficker?
I recognize the name.
If you've been All right, so that'd be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right, and what about Chris Chafee?
I recognize the name.
All right, so what kind of opinion would you have on him then?
Probably negative.
All right, so that'd be like a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right. So if the May 2024 Republican elections, primary elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan.
Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel?
I support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
All right. So now when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Would you say they're very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? And the list goes, being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
What were the choices again?
The choices are somewhat important, very important, not too important, or not at all important.
Very important.
All right. Economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Job creation and economic development.
Somewhat important.
Securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
And energy independence for this country.
Somewhat important.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. And after each, if you could please tell me if the information makes you much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or there's no effect when supporting him. So the first one is, Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values.
Neutral.
All right. Well, kind of for this one, there's no neutral. There's just like if this makes you much more likely to want to support him, somewhat more likely to want to support him, somewhat less likely to want to support him, much less likely to want to support him, or it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
All right. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda.
Makes no difference.
Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border.
Makes no difference.
All right. So now I'm going to read you again kind of the same dynamic, but this one about Larry Hogan. So as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open.
Makes no difference.
Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties.
Makes no difference.
Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can do to stop Donald Trump.
Makes no difference.
All right, makes no difference. So now I'd like to ask you just one last time. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, Larry Hogan. All right. So generally speaking, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Moderate Republican.
All right. And our last few questions we have are just for